I know that it's not easy, but I don't want to see you continue to live in this cycle where you're feeling like crap about yourself because you're starting and stopping. And the bottom line is, like I said, the only way that you can change that is if you stop quitting. Stop quitting. Your life is passing you by. And if these things are on your heart and you want them, then work for them.
Welcome to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I am the Queen of Pep Talks, Jessica Battle, founder of the Join Jessica XO social platforms, weight loss influencer, recovered binge eater, motivational speaker, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. I am obsessed with helping women create the unwavering ability to believe in themselves in order to achieve a life beyond their wildest dreams. Each week, I'll bring you a pep talk that will encourage you to break through your own limiting beliefs and help you develop the mindset that will allow you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. If you're looking to lose your own bullshit excuses, get out of your own way, and grow into your infinite potential, then you're in the right place. Are you with me? Let's get started. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. We are here, episode 21. Soon, I really do want to start having guests on the podcast. I think there are a lot of things that I can talk about, like forever, but I think it definitely would probably benefit you guys to hear some inspiring words from other people. So if you have suggestions of people that you would love to hear on the podcast, I'll definitely ask this on my Instagram as well, but shoot me their names and I'll see if I can get them on the show, okay? So today's episode was highly requested after I did a little morning pep talk on Instagram last week. A number of people said, "Ooh, can you please save this to your highlights? Can you please do an episode on your podcast about this?" Today we're talking about throwing in the towel. And I have today for you a handful of questions. Let me see here. I have six questions that I encourage you to ask yourself before you decide to throw in the towel and quit on this journey yet again. Because if you're here listening to this, then it's likely you're much like me and you have quit on yourself many, many times. And starting over or feeling like you're starting over, I discourage you from saying that you're starting over. I encourage you to say that you're just starting again, because of course along the way you've learned a lot, right? But I know how difficult it is. Like, I lost 100 pounds and I gained every single pound back. And I remember the defeat that I felt when I was starting again. I felt like I had failed myself. I felt like, how did I end up back here? How did I go an entire year without really checking in with myself and calling myself out on my own bullshit that I ended up feeling like I was right back where I started? But the bottom line is, I wasn't right back where I started. I learned a lot. And you have to encourage yourself that you're not starting over, you're just starting again. But I want to help you avoid that starting over, starting again feeling. I want to help you build something that's consistent long term so that you can let go of the vicious cycle of starting and stopping and starting and stopping. So I came up with a few questions that I think will be really beneficial for you the next time you feel like you want to quit on yourself or you want to throw in the towel. I encourage you to ask yourself these questions. So the first question that I would tell you to ask yourself is, what is my goal and why do I truly want to achieve it? I think a lot of times we have, obviously, if you're here listening, your goal is probably weight loss or changing your body in one way or another. And I really encourage you in creating your goal and digging deep and finding your why. It has to be bigger than weight loss. It has to be bigger than the number on the scale or the size of clothes that you're wearing. Because look, the bottom line is, you are not going to be losing weight forever. And should you achieve your goal, what's going to inspire you to keep going? That was what happened to me the first time that I lost weight. I thought, my goal is to get to 175 pounds. And then when I got there, I had this idea like, oh my God, I made it. And then I can just quit doing everything. Joke was on me because I did exactly that and I gained every single pound back. You have to have a why that is deeper than I want to live in a smaller body. You have to figure out what are the things that are going to keep you going on the days that the scale isn't moving, on the weeks or the months that the scale is plateaued and you feel like, oh, nothing is changing physically. What's going to keep you going then? So I encourage you, when you're feeling like you want to throw in the towel and quit on yourself, go back to what is my goal and why. And if you haven't identified that, then I don't think you're really going to be that successful long term. You really have to figure out why you're doing what you're doing. So spend a few minutes and identify that. And I just think in the moments where we want to quit on ourselves, asking ourselves these questions and doing this kind of inner work can really help you connect with yourself again and maybe feel a little bit inspired to continue to show up for yourself. The second question that I encourage you to ask yourself is, am I being honest in my efforts? I think a lot of times we tend to think that we are trying harder than we're actually trying, and we create all of this emotional drama around the fact that we're putting in all this work and we're trying so, so hard. And I work with women, they're like, I'm putting in, you know, I'm doing all of this work, I'm working out and I'm cutting back my calories and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And I'm like, okay, well, how long have you been doing this for? And they'll say, oh, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month. And while that is completely admirable, you cannot expect everything in your life to change in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a month, 2 months, 6 months, even a year. I've been on this journey for a decade and I'm still learning and I'm still growing and I'm still figuring it out as I go. But you have to be honest with yourself. And a lot of times I think that we do feel like we're trying quote unquote so hard for a short period of time. But then the problem lies in the fact that we cut, you know, all of these things out of our diet. We go to the extremes when it comes to our working out. We do everything. We give like 10,000%. And then what happens? You can do that for a short period of time, sure, but then you burn out and then you're tired. And because everything hasn't changed in a month, you're like, what the heck is going on? Like, I'm trying so hard. And then you throw in the towel and you sabotage yourself for weeks or months or even years. And then you feel like you're starting over, but you're not moving yourself forward because you're trying so hard for a short period of time, but you're doing too much. You don't need to change everything at once. Your entire life doesn't need to do a 180 in a month. Start small, take baby steps. That's what I did. I mean, you can't expect everything to change in a short period of time, and you definitely don't want to burn yourself out where you feel like you're trying so hard and then you get discouraged because everything hasn't changed in a short period of time. That's just not the reality of this journey. I wish that it was. We all do. But it's not the reality of the journey. And you have to be honest in your approach and you have to be honest in your efforts. It's wonderful if you're trying really, really hard for 3 or 4 weeks. But if you then turn and sabotage yourself for the next 3 or 4 weeks, you are not moving yourself forward. So be honest in your efforts and understand that change takes time and nothing is going to change for you overnight. You have to continue to be consistent. And that's why I want to get you away from throwing in the towel, because every time that you throw in the towel, you're then taking periods of your life where you're not putting effort forth to making the changes that you want, and you end up backtracking or staying stuck where you are. You have to stop throwing in the towel. The third question that I encourage you to ask yourself before you quit is, am I approaching my growth and change with love and kindness? And I think that this is so super important, because a lot of times when we're in this cycle, right, where we're trying really, really hard and then we throw in the towel and then we sabotage for a really long period of time, we get to a point where we look in the mirror and we're just kind of disgusted with ourselves, right? Like, I hate my body so much. I hate what I've been doing to myself. Why do I continue to act like that? That then we feel so terrible about ourselves that we turn to these drastic changes and then we start the cycle all over again. Hating your body has not gotten you to where you want to be. So it's time that you change your perspective and it's time that you change your approach. You are living in a body that is going to carry you through the rest of your life. You are living with a brain that is going to think thoughts and have feelings and emotions for the rest of your life. You need to really be careful in how you're treating yourself and be intentional about the things that you're thinking about. And make sure that you're treating yourself kindly and that you're approaching your change and your growth from a place of positivity, from a place of, I love myself so much that I'm going to take care of myself because I deserve it. Not, I hate my body, so I'm going to go to this drastic extreme and I'm going to cut out all carbs and I'm going to eat 5 grams of fat a day and I'm just going to live off protein and 1,000 calories a day is enough and 2-hour workouts every day. Those things are not sustainable for you long term and they're not good for you. They're not good for you. Do these things that take care of your body because you want to do just that. I think a lot of times we start with good intentions and we want to be healthier, but Dieting for women like us who have been on this journey for a really long time, it can be a slippery slope. We can start with good intentions and then we can quickly find ourselves all the way down that slope and we're starving ourselves and over-exercising in order to achieve a smaller body. And the bottom line is those things don't feel good. Those things don't feel good. Take care of yourself because you love yourself. Get enough sleep at night because you deserve it. Work out because it's good for your body. Eat the things that make you physically feel good. You know that the junk food 7 days a week for 3 meals of the day, that doesn't feel good physically. Start getting in touch with yourself and thinking about the things that make you feel good and then make those choices for yourself. The fourth question that I encourage you to ask yourself are my priorities in the right place? What are the excuses that are holding me back? And this can be difficult to look yourself in the mirror and call yourself on your own bullshit excuses. I totally get that. And I think a lot of times we feed ourselves these excuses for so long that they feel like they're real. And one of the excuses that people, and I talked about this earlier in the week on my Instagram, people say that they don't have the time. And that excuse just irritates me so much because I know I've been there. It was an excuse of mine for so long. But the reality is you do have the time, but are your priorities right? Are your priorities in the right place? Are they in line? Are your priorities aligned with the person that you want to be? Sure, it's great that you want to spend the day in bed. Look, I do that too. I spend plenty of days not moving from my bed because it's what I want to do. But the thing is, I make sure that the things that are important to me are checked off my list first. I make sure that if I commit to showing up to the gym 5 days a week, that I've done those things most of the time. Nobody's perfect, but most of the time I'm making sure that I'm doing what I said I would do because my priorities are to take care of myself along with other things, of course, but I am my number one priority because the better I am for me, the better I am for my husband, the better I am for my clients, the better I am for my employer, the better I am for my friends, for my family. Don't allow the excuses that you have for yourself to be valid. If you wouldn't use those excuses when it comes to showing up for other people in your life, then they shouldn't be valid when it comes to the way that you show up for yourself. You must make yourself a priority. And having this difficult conversation with yourself, it is just that. It's difficult. It's not easy. But you got to sit down with yourself and figure out, are my priorities in the right place? And make sure that they are. The fifth question that I encourage you to ask yourself before you throw in the towel is, where will I be in 5 years if I quit now? And this one, I really encourage you to look back on it. Most of you, I'm sure, have been on this journey for a long time. Think back to the last time that you decided to quit on yourself. And just imagine whatever the length of time is between when you threw in the towel last, maybe it was 6 months, maybe it was 6 weeks, maybe it was 6 years ago that you decided to quit on yourself and to quit showing up in a way that felt good and quit showing up and doing the things that were taking you a little bit closer to your goals. Imagine where you would be right now had you not thrown in the towel on that day, had you not made the decision to stop showing up for yourself. I know that it's easy in the moment to say, fuck it. I know that. And it's easy in the moment to self-sabotage and stay in bed and not work out. And it's easy to turn to food for comfort. But if you can think about, where will I be in 5 years if I throw in the towel right now? And how does that make you feel? Do you want to spend the time of your life inching? And maybe it's just that inching towards your goals. Or do you want to stay stuck where you are? Because the bottom line is life is passing us by, whether we're doing it or whether we're not. And this is your opportunity. This is your one opportunity at life. And you have to do the things that you want to do for yourself. Time is passing by, whether you do it or whether you don't. Think about that. And I know that it's tough to look back and imagine, damn, where would I be? What would I be like? How would my body look? How would my habits be had I not quit on myself? And these are hard things to reflect on. But you have to, again, get back to being honest with yourself and having the ability to call yourself out on your own bullshit, because there aren't many people around you who are going to be willing to call you out on your own shit. My family was on me about my weight my entire life. And while I was losing weight, they were there clapping for me, cheering me on. You're doing so good. You're doing amazing. We're so proud of you. But then when I was gaining the weight back, not a single person came to me and said, hey, Jessica, is everything okay? We know you worked really hard to achieve something. And we can see you backpedaling. Nobody is going to be there and call you out
on those things, unless of course they're affecting them in one way or another. But nobody is going to tell you those things. You have to be so in touch with yourself that you're willing to have that conversation with yourself and call yourself on your own bullshit. And if you want your life to be different 5 years from now or 10 years from now, or even a year from now, so much can change. But we tend to think that, oh my God, it's going to take so long. And yes, so what if it does? So what if it does? So what if it takes me 20 years to achieve the things that I want to achieve? My life is passing me by either way. And if I can find a way to do the things that feel good for me, it doesn't matter how long it takes because I'm going to achieve it. And I go to bed every night knowing that I did what I could to take myself a little bit closer to that goal. Stop worrying about how long it's going to take you. Yes, it's going to take time. That's the bottom line, but it's worth it. It is worth it because eventually you're going to look back and you're going to say, I'm so proud of myself. I want you to feel that. I want you to know how good it feels to look back on your life 5 years ago and say, oh my God, I have grown so much. There has been so much change and so much transformation in who I am as a person inside and out. You deserve to feel that. So make sure that you can reflect on, if you quit now, where are you going to be in 5 years? And be honest. And if that's not where you want to be 5 years from now, then you better start doing the things that are going to get you to where you do want to be, okay? And the sixth and final question, and I think that this one is absolutely the most important. How am I going to feel about myself if I quit? Because for me, all I care about for you is that you can start feeling good. So many people think that they are going to lose weight and that's going to be the answer. That's going to be the key to their happiness. They're going to get into that smaller body. They're going to fit into that size jeans. They're going to see that number on the scale and everything in life is going to be great. And that's not the reality. But what the reality is that you can start feeling better about yourself now by following through and doing the things that you said you were going to do for yourself. How are you going to feel if you quit on yourself? When you sit with yourself right now and think about the last time that you threw in the towel, how do you feel emotionally? How do you feel emotionally? You don't feel good. And what tends to happen is we feel so bad about ourselves for quitting. And we've sabotaged ourselves for so long that we look in the mirror and we're completely disgusted, right? How did I let this happen? I feel like shit about myself. How did I do this to myself? That then we're pushed to the extreme again and we go into that diet mentality or into that workout routine where we're doing all of these extremes and we're trying really, really hard for that short period of time that we talked about earlier, right? We try really, really hard, but then we burn out because it's not sustainable. And then what happens? We quit on ourselves and we start sabotaging again. And then we find ourselves 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years later, again, looking in the mirror like, oh, how did I let this happen? And it's a vicious cycle. It's one that's so incredibly difficult to break. It's so hard to break. But the only way that you can break this cycle is if you stop throwing in the towel, if you stop quitting on yourself. You have to stop quitting on yourself. And if you're absolutely miserable in the routine that you're following, it's time to reevaluate. It's time to reevaluate what you're doing. If you're following a meal plan or you're following an exercise routine that has you feeling absolutely miserable, like absolutely miserable, and I'm not talking, you know, I'm starting to eat healthier, this kind of sucks, or my body is sore because I'm trying these new workouts. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if you are absolutely miserable day in and day out, then it's time that you reevaluate what you're doing because you absolutely 10,000% do not deserve to be miserable to achieve a smaller body. You don't. You do not deserve to be miserable to live in a smaller body or to look different or to fit in or to please people. What matters is that you feel good. Your mental health is just as important as your physical health. The thoughts that you're thinking, the way that you feel about yourself, the emotions that you're living in day out, those things matter. Those things matter so much more than your physical body, the way that it looks. You have to find something that you can enjoy along the way. And that takes time and it takes patience and it takes experimenting and it takes trying something and figuring out, I don't really like this. And that's okay. If plan A doesn't work, there is always plan B. And if you don't like plan B either, it's okay. You got C, D, E, F, and G all the way to letter Z, right? You have all of these options. Everyone is different. You have to find what works for you. Because you deserve to feel joy in the journey along the way. You do not deserve to be miserable.
for the rest of your life, living in this cycle, starting and stopping, trying and feeling like you failed, starting over, having a million day ones. I've been there. I lived so many of my years that way. So many. And the only way that you can break that cycle is if you just make the commitment to stop quitting on yourself. You have a bad day, it's okay. You wake up the next morning with a fresh mindset. It's a clean slate. You get to make the choices today that take you closer to where you want to be. You get to make the choices today that make you feel good. You have a bad weekend, it's okay. You wake up Monday morning and you move on. Living in those feelings of negativity and regret, that's not going to help you move forward. It's not serving you in your life. It's not. You go on vacation and you eat like shit for an entire week and you don't work out. Guess what? It's okay. You're a human being who gets to enjoy days off of their normal routine. We all deserve that. But you come home and you jump back into doing the things that make you feel good. Don't allow one day or one weekend or one week or even one month. I don't care how long it's been. Jump back in. And the quicker that you continue to do that, the more you're going to become consistent. If you can work to shorten the period of time where you're quote unquote off track, it's going to eventually become a lifestyle for you. But you have to make the commitment that you're not going to throw in the towel anymore. You have to make the commitment that no matter how difficult it feels in the moment, you'll sit down and you'll ask yourself these questions. And you'll say, okay, I'm going to be honest with myself and I'm going to answer these questions. And I'm going to really, truly care about how I feel and get back into doing what feels good. You have to identify those things and then do them. I know that it's not easy, but I don't want to see you continue to live in this cycle where you're feeling like crap about yourself because you're starting and stopping. And the bottom line is, like I said, the only way that you can change that is if you stop quitting. Stop quitting. Your life is passing you by. And if these things are on your heart and you want them, then work for them. And if you don't really want them, then that's okay too. It's okay to say, I don't need to, you know, change my habits. It's okay. If you're happy with where you are, don't do things to appease other people or to fit in a crowd. Do the things that you want to do. If you want to do them, then do them. If you don't, then let it go. Because like I said, I always say this, thinking about it changes nothing. If you want it, do it. If you don't, just let it go. Just let it go. Find the things that are important to you. If you want them, work for them. None of this change is easy. I wish I could be the person that could sit here and say that changing my lifestyle and changing my mentality and changing the way I feel in my body and in my skin and how I feel when I look in the mirror, none of that has been easy for me. But it's all been worth it. And to be able to sit here 10 years later and say, I'm so proud of you, Jessica, to look in the mirror and feel like, oh my goodness, your growth has just begun. Your growth has just begun. You can have and be and achieve anything in your life if you're willing to wake up and work hard and do the things that you want. Even if you're only moving a centimeter at a time, you're moving in the right direction. And that's all that matters. I don't care if it takes me 20 years to achieve some of the things that I want to achieve in my life. I don't care if I never achieve them, because learning to find joy along the way and learning to create happiness in my life in the day to day, it's been life changing for me. And you can do that too, but you have to stop quitting on yourself, okay? Please make the commitment today that when you have that feeling, you'll sit with yourself, you'll ask yourself these questions. You deserve it. I love you guys so much. I appreciate you for being here. Thank you for allowing me to share my journey and my heart with you. You're all so, so special to me. Okay? Don't quit. Just keep going. You're going to get there. I believe in you. I love you guys. I'll talk to you on the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you were inspired by today's pep talk, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so I can keep the inspiration coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, head over to JoinJessicaXO on Instagram for even more content that will inspire you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. I love you so, so much and cannot wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, live today with a grateful heart and remember, you're not only worthy, but incredibly capable of creating the life you desire. Thank you.